Chances are you or someone you know have used Uber or Airbnb. These services can come in handy when you're traveling, but there are some other options as well. Russell Hannon is our budget travel expert on the Eye Opener. He's here to tell us about some of the lesser known sharing economy websites. Hi again, Russell.
Good morning.
Are you a fan of the sharing economy and all of these new websites that have popped up?
Well, you know, I'm fascinated with the ever-increasing array of services that are becoming available through the sharing economy. Some of the things we'll discuss, you'll see, aren't even available through big businesses. So I've used Uber, for example, while traveling. These are lesser-known ones that I have not used yet, but I'm looking forward to experimenting with. And certainly, they offer some inexpensive alternatives to consider when planning travel.
Okay, so why don't you tell us about some of them?
Great. Okay, well, one of the biggest trends in travel right now is food tourism. And I really relate this back to the Anthony Bourdain effect, where we want to really immerse ourselves in the places we visit through the food that we eat. And there's a few websites where locals are offering private in-home dining experiences for a fee. And one of the best-known ones is eatwith.com. And actually, a lot of the people who post listings are cooks and chefs that are doing this in their spare time, offering dinners in their homes. Now, I do find it a little bit pricey, comparable to what you'd pay at a restaurant. And Good Housekeeping last month actually had an article about one that really targets millennials. So mealsharing.com, you can find meals with locals for $10 to $15 and targets a younger crowd, generally millennials.
So that's really where you want to go if you feel like going for a, sometimes when you're on the road, eating in a restaurant every night can get tiring. If you want a home-cooked meal and you want to just go to somebody's house, this is the way to go. So mealsharing.com is the less expensive one.
Yes.
So what about accommodation, which is one of the biggest expenses when you travel?
Well, you know what? Imagine arriving at your destination and instead of checking into a hotel, going to a marina and checking into a boat or a yacht and sleeping in the cabin. So you can actually do this with harborspot.com. This is where people have stationary boats or yachts that are docked for the night and they actually rent out the cabin that you can sleep in. Some of them do, some of the listings actually offered some chartered excursions as well. So just a fascinating alternative. Now, I did see an Airbnb. There are some rentals as well where you can sleep on boats, but this website just specializes in sleeping in cabins on boats.
Well, there's a difference between a boat and a yacht. Can you get the whole range?
Well, yes, there is. I saw listings as low as $13 up to the real ultra luxury stuff that's very expensive. And most of the listings actually are in Spain, Italy, and Australia. What I've seen is there's about 4 to 5 ports in each of those countries to choose from.
That's fascinating. What other sorts of private rentals can travelers take advantage of?
Well, if you plan to bike, ski, or surf on your trip, there's a website where people rent out their personal bikes, skis, snowboards, and surfboards at spinlister.com. I would recommend it's probably not the best for skis or snowboards because you've got bindings and such, but for bikes and surfboards, especially if it's along the beach, certainly is something to consider as opposed to the standard rental companies. Also, if you plan to go hiking or would like to do a tour, there's a Vancouver-based company that operates toursbylocals.com. And you can select tours in a lot of countries all over the world, go to specific locations and choose from different types of tours and even read about the tour guides and select the tour guide you'd like to have. And quite often, the tours on them, I've read, are very customizable and they're happy to accommodate whatever you'd like to see.
Oh, that sounds like a great idea. And a little more personal, too. Now, I think there's a lot of us have dreamed about swapping our house at some point, whether we do it or not, because there's that movie. I think Cameron Diaz is in it where she swaps her house with, I can't remember who the movie star is that she swaps with. Yeah, that's right.
That was the movie The Holiday. And actually, that was based on a real website. When you watch it and they're actually booking it, it was homeexchange.com. And so I recommend home swapping can be an economical option for families with lots of kids to swap with other families that have the same number of kids in the same age range. Now, I recommend it's responsible to get to know people before doing this. So, for example, if you go to, Austria every year, you look for listings of people who were there and get to meet them with the thought of doing that maybe in the future. The biggest cringe I hear is people don't want to give out their master bedroom, and you don't have to. I recommend you can just lock your master bedroom, you set boundaries, and people would stay in the guest room just as if they were visiting while you're at home.
Yeah, I think you would have to be careful about doing that kind of thing. I can imagine that it could be It could be dangerous.
Well, certainly. Well, you know, it can be as simple as safe as doing that with friends and family, people that you know and trust.
Yeah. So what should people be careful about when using these sharing websites?
Well, across the board is that generally all these services lack the regulatory protection and oversight that you get with big businesses. And that's what we've seen with Uber and Airbnb, for example. So the same risks apply across the board. Service and quality standards may not be as high as you would expect as well. So certainly you may not have the recourse that you would have if you're booking through a major chain.
Russell, thank you so much. Once again, great tips.
Happy travels.
Russell Hannon, he is the author of Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling, The Ultimate Guide to Traveling More and Spending Less. You can meet Russell and pick up a copy of his book at the Signal Hill Indigo next Wednesday, August 31st. He'll be there from 6:30 until 9 o'clock.